Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-375-69. So we've had kind of a far-ranging discussion today of, I guess, a bunch of stuff. The first hour is primarily about welfare and our May 1st challenge. I'm actually still trying to get some clarification on whether it's basically $4 a day or $6 a day, $6.50 a day, which is obviously a 50% difference. And I asked for some clarification and got the statement that said, well, it varies, which is not helpful. It varies on family size, which I already knew. It varies on income. For example, it doesn't mean that if you're unemployed, it may be a different amount of money than if you have partial employment, so there are all sorts of factors involved. But I still need a figure for us to be able to shoot for. So, but we have a couple of weeks to do that. So I promise I'll get it clarified for you. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow, I guess. So I'm on it. All right. But for the moment, assume that you get $30 a week. All right. And then we'll adjust accordingly. If you get a little bit more money, that's great. And if you get a little less. And obviously the issue for me, at least, and for other people who are eating for one person or two people, is that buying in bulk is a much less expensive way of buying things, hence food cooperatives. But that means you're going to be eating the same thing for all week, which gets really boring. I think it's one of the reasons that the soup diet works, is you just get so bored with it. Okay, so this is the day of the week where I do my interview with Doug Stephan on Good Day. And so today they want to talk about rejection. And it's when I remember to do it, it's always a great idea because I've already thought it through with somebody else, so I can bring it to you later in the day about the theories. Doug, as his style, sort of uses me as his free shrink of the week. So whatever problem he's going through, he just sort of says, well, what if? And, of course, me being the person I am says things like, so give me specifics, which of course he doesn't really want to do at that moment. So the idea about rejection, and his point was, he's an intuitive man and he's honest. He just doesn't want to give me details, but then no one ever does. He said, well, that being rejected made him feel very vulnerable. And I said, well, all right, let's go through this bit by bit. First of all, rejection is just somebody else's opinion, right? That people reject people all the time, that you reject somebody's ideas or you decide somebody's who to smile at or who not to smile with. All of us are making choices all the time. And rejecting somebody doesn't necessarily mean you don't like them. It just means you may not choose them to sit next to it at the theater or that you may not take them to a dance with you, or you are perfectly willing to go to a movie with them but don't want to take them home to meet mom, or that... And so when someone says, look, I don't want to play anymore, and even if they say things like, well, it's not you, it's me, ask for clarification, because if you're already in a situation where you're feeling hurt and vulnerable, I mean, nobody likes to be told no, right? So at least if you're already in that situation, you might as well get as much information out of it as you possibly can. So saying, can you be more specific? And people quite often are very willing to do that. They're not willing. I don't think most people are sadistic. So the idea of saying, okay, Manny, we're done because you chew with your mouth open is not very likely to happen at the first go round. But on the other hand, if I say, Manny, look, this just isn't working for me, and you say, can you tell me specifically why not? Then I might be tempted to tell you, because at that moment you seem rational, you're not necessarily lashing out at me, you're not saying, well, I don't care who you are, I don't care, I never liked working with you anybody anyway. So if you can sort of rationally and calmly say, can you be more specific with me? Because in those details may be useful information. The useful information may be, I need to be more careful with my table manners. It may be something, whatever you assume that the problem was may not be the problem, so you may be making a fallacious assumption. So as long as you're feeling lousy, and nobody feels good about being told no, then see if you can get some more information. Which also means if you're about to tell somebody this isn't workable, offering them specific information as opposed to what everybody says, right? It's not you, it's me, which means it's you. So understand that it's not going to feel good to them. One of my second rules of thumb is if you were about to hear what you're about to say, what would make it slightly more palatable? But so that's if you're the rejecter as opposed to the rejected. And in terms of vulnerability, it makes us focus on our sort of most negative sense about ourselves. But understand that everybody at some point not only gets rejected, but rejects. So it's just somebody's opinion, which doesn't mean that you necessarily dismiss it out of hand, because there may be very valuable information there. And as long as, I said, you're going to go through, I mean, intellectually you understand that you reject other people, and people, you know, nobody goes through life without some rejection. But that's an intellectual construct as opposed to the feeling of, oh my gosh, I'm not lovable, no one will ever care about me, I'll die alone. So getting some information, just saying specifically, could you give me more information, may be very helpful. Because it may be that they're saying, well, you're just too outspoken. Well, maybe outspoken is perfectly okay as far as you're concerned. So while they may not like it, it means that it's nothing that you feel ashamed or uncomfortable about. It may be something to be aware of, that you may need to pick slightly thicker skinned people to hang out with, but it's going to feel very different than feeling like no one will ever love me, no one will ever care about me. So get the specifics. In terms of the vulnerability, I think all of us feel vulnerable whenever it's like going downstairs two at a time. You can do it unless you think about it. And in relationships, it's basically going downstairs two at a time. And if you think, and I'm not suggesting you don't think about it. I'm suggesting that think about it is going to stop you in your tracks, which may not be a bad thing. It may be useful to say, is it really worthwhile to go downstairs two at a time? Is it really worth, what am I willing to gamble? What am I willing to expose? What am I willing to put into this relationship? What am I willing to offer? And so thinking about those things specifically as opposed to just doing it makes a lot more sense. All right, so rejection again. There are famous examples. I think there was a book came out. It may even have been called Rejection, where the famous one where with Clark Gable, they said his ears stick out, and with Fred Astaire, they said, I think they said the same thing, balding, his big ears, and he can dance a little. So people who've been, was it Magic Johnson says that he was thrown off a team or something in high school. I mean, the idea being that we're going to learn a lot more from situations that don't work out the way we wanted them to than we're going to learn from ones that do work out. Because with those, it's just a lot less clear about what worked and didn't work. So rejection is not necessarily, it's certainly an uncomfortable thing, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a negative or bad or destructive thing. So part of it is just how you look at it. And I would encourage you to look at it as something that is inevitable, something that is not foreign to you. It's not that everybody rejects you and you reject nobody, because it's not true. That all of us go through making choices, and hopefully we make them gently, and we make them on some basis that makes some sense in both the long and the short term. But the idea that we've never rejected anybody, hopefully we've been gentle about it, but you make decisions all the time. All of us do. All right? So, all right. 855-99-3-7569. We can talk about rejection. At some point this hour, I will get you to the movies, which is, you want to talk about rejection, I'll talk about rejection. Oh, I do have one thing to say, just because yesterday I know I reviewed theater and I was not particularly generous to Gigi. Actually, I was generous. It just wasn't very good. But I saw American in Paris last night, which I'll review for you next week. But if the cast from American in Paris had been Gigi would have worked. So all we need to do is do a little transposition here. Or not. 855-99-3-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. I've got what, about 35, 40 minutes left. So don't call me in the last couple minutes, but good time to call me right now, 855-993-7569. You want to do an email here? We haven't done an email at all today.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Let's do it. This email is from Karen, and Karen says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I've heard you mention parents should start talking to their children about sex beginning at age 2. We have a 2-year-old daughter and would like to know what we should be starting to say to her on the topic of sex. Thank you for your help. Love your show.
Thank you. You're welcome. And thank you. Okay. As far as I'm concerned, you can start talking to kids earlier than two, just so you get in the habit of it. But the advantage about talking with a 2-year-old about sex is they're not going to ask a whole lot of questions that you can answer. If you wait till 15, first of all, waiting till 15 is a highly dangerous act, because it's not protective to your kid at all. And it's very likely that by 15, they're either going to be sexual or have had really huge misinformation from friends. So, and it will be a much more complicated issue to talk with them. It's like teaching your kids to do the dishes when they're two. At two, they're going to get soap suds all over the kitchen. But they'll learn that washing dishes is part of what we do in the family. If you wait to they're 15, you're going to have a war on your hands because they're going to say, this isn't part of the deal. So what do you tell your kids about sex at two? Well, it's perfectly okay. First of all, at around two or three is when we start usually toilet training. So they're going to be aware, especially if they have sibs of the opposite sex, of the difference in genitalia. So that's a perfectly legitimate thing to point out. That the boys have one set of stuff and girls have another set of stuff and how that works. If there's a pregnancy in the family, certainly something to point out too. And you can say, you can be as graphic or as specific or as unspecific as you want. I would not give them misinformation. I would not say people get pregnant by swallowing a watermelon seed. My mother actually told me that. And for years I would not eat watermelon. She finally said, why? I said, well, I don't want to get pregnant. I think I was 35 at the time. No, that's an exaggeration. But the point is, I wouldn't give them misinformation, saying that the baby fairy left or the stork left somebody under the cabbage patch. Don't do that. But and I'm one of those people who thinks that using actually legitimate terms makes some sense. It does create some issues. When my daughter was about, I guess she was about two, I'd taken her to Greece. And not the play, the country. And we were going through, didn't make any difference what country it was. It was a foreign country. And that was her, like, third or fourth trip to Europe at that moment, because when she was little, she was very easy to move around. And so I took her to I vaguely remember this being Greece. Let's make it Greece. And there was a display of armor. That's why I'm not sure it was Greece. But nevertheless, we were in some museum, maybe it was Spain. And we were in a museum. It was Romania. That's where it was. We were on our way to Greece. And they had a display of armor, of medieval armor. And she pointed to the codpiece, and she said, what's that for? And I said, what do you think it's for? And she said, I think it's for his penis. Forgetting that penis is not an English word. It is essentially a Latin word. And it certainly, in a Catholic country, certainly stopped traffic for a while. So there is that minor problem of when you use legitimate terms as opposed to wee-wee or something like that, then your child will use them. But it just seems to me that the whole point about parenting, including sex education, is setting things up so there's a good enough basis that you can build on it as kids get older, as opposed to giving them complete misinformation, which is going to have to be deconstructed at some point to give them legitimate information. So if you think about parenting in general and sex education specifically as building a base for future information, I think you're going to find yourself in much less grief than if you do it with sort of being cutesy or... And obviously, I think it's important for parents, even at the age of two, to tell your kids what your value system is. Because it doesn't mean that they'll accept it, but it means that they're at least exposed to it. At least they know what it is as opposed to having to guess it. The issue that comes up with two-year-olds is, first of all, vernacular. What are you going to call things? Second of all, toilet training in general. Third of all, curiosity. And I think it's an appropriate thing to tell even a two-year-old that no one's allowed to touch you on your bathing suit lines. And this is why, and if somebody comes in and does that you're allowed to come and tell mommy and daddy about it, that you're not allowed to touch anybody else on their bathing suit lines either. So that we get boundaries clearly in place before kids start nursery school or before they start dealing with other kids, because there is natural curiosity. That's where the notion of playing doctor came from. So we make those distinctions even early on. at some point, you know, as you know, I am not the least bit in favor of kids sharing beds with parents in this country. I know that the marital bed, the family bed, is certainly not an uncommon phenomenon in many parts of the world, but there are a whole lot of things that go on in other parts of the world that we don't really accept very much in the United States. In the United States and Canada, we basically believe in privacy and independence, and so the marital bed doesn't really support either of those very well. It just happens to be part of our cultural trapping, I suppose. Your child may or may not, at two, they may or may not ask, well, is this what mommy and daddy do? There's a great book that I highly recommend, starting even at two, because kids love stories, called by Peter Mayle, called Where Do Babies Come From? And it's got basically Pillsbury dough people with pubic hair, and it's very helpful. I can remember even as about a seven-year-old when they had the permission slip that you came home from school with about, you know, where to for sex education. And I've still never, and I've been to medical school, I still don't understand where those diagrams fit in the body. So I think Peter Mayle is much more helpful about it than whatever I was exposed to. I'm trying to think what else. I think that kids, by the time they're in kindergarten or first grade, know more about the negative parts of sex than they do about just the basics part of where babies come from and things of that sort. And that I think, is a parental responsibility. As I said, I've been trying to sort of sort through getting sex education in the schools for a couple of decades without any success, any noticeable success. So you sort of finally decide, okay, enough already. But I do think for parents to, and you reading Where Do Babies Come From gives you a great kind of basis for the beginning of the discussion. And part of the reason that I started it too with my daughter is, first of all, toilet training. And she was asking questions, although she'd actually started toilet training before that. But we, at that point, I think, had a jacuzzi. And so everybody would hop into the jacuzzi. And so it was an obvious thing to talk about at that particular moment. I have always answered her questions, honestly. And the joke about all this is that the kid that goes to their parent and says, you know, where do babies come from, or where did I come from? And so the parent goes through this very careful, sophisticated discussion about birds and bees and eggs and sperm. And finally the kid says, no, Jimmy came from Detroit. Where do I come from? So, but giving a child too much information is probably, too much accurate information is probably better than not giving them enough, because you can always come back and revisit it when they're a little more sophisticated. So, as I said, there are great books around, and I think just whatever you tell them, make sure that it be consistent with what you're going to tell them in 2 years or 20 years. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The national crisis is here and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Righty. Well, as I said, the fanfare may be more important than the movies this week, but I'll tell you what we got. First of all, Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2, did not screen. That gives you some idea. What can I tell you? It will probably it may beat out Fast and Furious, just because Fast and Furious has been around for a couple weeks, and there are enough people who think that that's a hilarious concept of Kevin James running around on one of those little witch-a-jiggies, one of those, the segways, that maybe that'll be hilarious. This time, he's in Las Vegas with his kid. I mean, everybody, I'm not even going to talk about it. Monkey Kingdom is out from Disney, And, you know, I'm the generation that saw, not Wild Kingdom, but what was it called? The Living Desert, I think. I think that was the first one, where Disney was groundbreaking in natural photography. That was just amazing. And I remember buds opening up and moose bashing antlers with one another. And I mean, so they were just really remarkable. And they now have another, I think it's called Disney Nature, that does all these fantastic documentaries about animals. My only real criticism of them is they are very anthropomorphic. They attribute human characteristics to non-humans, which drives me a little nuts. For example, March of the Penguins talked about inconsolable grief, an animal that has a brain the size literally of a pea. I don't even know. I mean, it's not that I argue with it. How would you know? Drives me crazy. All right. Monkey Kingdom is narrated by Tina Fey. And it's sort of done, it's kind of done as, if not kind of a tongue-in-cheek kind of documentary. Newborn monkey, its mother, as they struggle to survive within the competitive social hierarchy of the temple troop, a dynamic group of monkeys who live in ancient ruins found deep in the story jungles of South Asia. The photography is, The photography is really just amazing. Whether or not you're going to buy into it, I think, is going to depend on how much you like monkeys. True Story is James Franco and Jonah Hill, based on a true story that about a New York Times disgraced reporter and a convict. It's a very creepy story, but interesting. Felix and Mira is a story of an Orthodox Jewish community that is too long. It's interesting, but how much you're going to care about it, I don't know. So Paul Blart, unfortunately, will probably be the number one movie. Maybe Fast and Furious. It's not a great movie week. Tribeca's on. Stephanie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Steph. What's on your mind?
I have a question about a new relationship that I'm in. I have a new boyfriend who has a birthday coming up in a couple of weeks. Being that it's such a new relationship, I guess I'm just kind of looking for ideas on what to do.
So, how old are you, Stephanie?
43.
Okay, what did you mean, online?
I'm sorry, yes.
Okay, how old is he?
Same age.
Okay, and you said you have a first date coming up?
He does. So I'm wondering what I can do for his birthday.
Oh, he has a birthday coming up. Okay, sorry,
yes.
I misunderstood. How long have you actually been seeing each other?
Just a couple of months, going on 3 months.
Okay, do you live in the same city?
Yes.
Are you sexual with each other yet?
Yes.
Okay. What does he like to do?
sport, fishing.
Have the two of you been away for a weekend, anything of that yet?
No, we have not.
Okay. All right, here's the deal. And I don't know what your financial situation is, but what we know is that experiences have a longer half-life than stuff. So rather than getting them stuff, what I would do is, I mean, you can either think about a day trip someplace where you plan the whole thing. And again, I don't know what transportation issues are. You can plan something like, a hot air balloon ride is a really fun thing to do. It's not terribly inexpensive, but it's something fun to do. You know, maybe getting tickets for a comedy club, that something unusual that two of you haven't done yet together that you think you might be interested in. And
okay.
I would plan it. I would make sure that it was, you could take him. I mean, taking him out for dinner is it's okay, but it's kind of boring. But maybe cooking or taking a cooking class together. Or making a picnic where with all sorts of surprising stuff, and you don't. I just would plan something that's unusual that you haven't done before that you think he particularly would enjoy. Have you ever gone fishing with him?
No, I haven't yet. No.
Well, maybe that's something to plan of a fishing trip, and so because he'll feel like he knows what he's doing more than you will, that you're going with him. So maybe you sort of find a bed and breakfast to stay in, or that you find a restaurant or something. You could, I suppose, give him a gift certificate for like a fishing rod or something. But again, that's a thing. So I would do something with him. Maybe there's a boat expo in town or something. Check around and see what upcoming events. It doesn't necessarily have to be going away. But that might be something, depending on, you know, how big a deal it is. You don't want to overwhelm him. I actually have a chapter in my book that said never buy a man a cow, which is, you know, I did at one point. Don't do that. It's because there's, okay. What are you going to do? What are you going to do as a second round on that? He's going to buy you a country or something. So don't do that. But I would look for an experience, and or maybe sort of going to a bunch of different museums or that in close to the city that you live in, or see if there's a garden show or something that you think that he wouldn't ordinarily plan for himself, that the two of you can do together as a kind of a first experience.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
Good. And you know, maybe you can do, I did this for a friend of mine. I took her to a restaurant she hadn't been to before. Then I took her on the Staten Island Ferry. I planned a whole day around and didn't tell her anything. Just said, you know, wear comfortable shoes.
Well, did you feel like, I mean, I'm kind of, that's sort of what I was thinking, excuse me, anyway. But I kind of was wondering about something tangible as well.
Well, I mean,
some kind of souvenir from the date. I don't know.
Well, I mean, maybe you can get a T-shirt or something to remember it by. But again, that all the studies that have ever been done said that we treasure experiences more than we treasure stuff. So, and maybe, you know, buying him something as a remembrance of part of it, of, you know, a back scratcher or, you know, a wallet or a tie or something that is part of the experience. But I would focus on the experience rather than the thing.
Okay, got
right.
it.
All right.
All right, thank you.
If you get closer and want some more information, call me back.
Okay, will do.
Okay, kiddo. Have fun. 855-99-DR-JOY. Edward, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good afternoon, Dr. Joy Brown.
Hi,
about
Edward.
About 3 days ago, I was... Yeah, hello?
I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, about 3 days ago, he was going over some information with a gentleman who had a son who was about 15 years old, and he had difficulty completing his work, schoolwork. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you can... I came in on the end of it. I would really like to get information. I was wondering if you can go over it again, please.
Okay, I think that the program was a little, or the problem was a little more complicated than that. So you have a 15-year-old, right?
No, I have a grandchild.
Okay. So tell me, does your grandson, does he have brothers and sisters?
Yes, he has some. Yeah, he do.
All right, tell me a little bit about the family structure.
Okay, he is going to be 15 next month.
Okay.
He has a sister who is about 5'4", and he has a brother who is a year and a half.
Okay, so this is a second marriage?
No, first marriage, but this 15 years old is with another lady. So he lives with his stepmother.
Well, that is a different marriage then. Or at least he's...
Well,
so,
but the first one...
Was he not married in the first? Were his parents not married in the first instance?
No, they were not.
Okay, so fair enough. So it's a different relationship. I should have used relationship rather than marriage. Okay, does he have?
Yes, it is.
So does he see his mother?
No, her mother lives in another island. She sees her perhaps once a year at least.
Okay. Edward, when we come back, tell me a little bit about your grandson and what you think the problem may be other than he's not doing the schoolwork, right? We'll talk about it. 855-99-DR-JOY and Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Edward, who has a 16-year-old grandson who's not doing his schoolwork, and he's living with. Has the kid ever been very good at school, Edward?
When he was much, much younger, perhaps up to about 6 years old.
Okay. What is his problem with school, as far as you're concerned?
Hides his homework, don't tell his parents that he has homework, won't tell them that he has projects to complete.
Well, I get it, but that, I mean, It sounds like he has problems at school. Do we know why he has problems?
No, I don't.
What is he good at, Edward?
He is very good at tennis, very good at baseball, basketball, but he's not allowed to play those sports because he's so far behind in his lessons.
But we don't know why he's behind, and I think that, I mean, has he had his eyes checked? Did we make sure his eyes are okay, he can hear okay, that... I mean, if he hasn't done very well in school since he was 6 years old, that's a long time ago. Do you live in the same city he lives in, Edward?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because we need more information here. Clearly, this is a situation in which he's feeling... I mean, look, losing your mom is... What were the circumstances why his... How old was he when his mom and his dad split?
He was about a year and a half.
Okay, why did they split?
They didn't get along, so they decided to go their different way.
Okay, but so how did he end up with his dad rather than his mom?
Because she sent him to be with his father.
To a year and a half?
Yeah.
Huh.
Between a year and a half and 2 years. Yeah.
And so how soon did his father remarry?
Just about 7 years ago.
Okay. So who helped raise the son, your grandson, from the time he was a year and a half old till he was seven or eight?
His grandparents.
But not on his mother's side.
On his father's side.
Are you on his father's side or his mother's side?
Yes, I'm on his father's side.
So you helped raise this child from the he lived with you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Is your wife still around?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Does he have a relationship with her and with the two of you?
Very good. Very good, good. Relationship.
Okay. All right. And you don't have any sense about what the problem is about school?
No, I don't. Other than we have taken him to different people, have him go to after school. They all say he's a smart fellow, but they think he's lazy.
Well, that's you're taking him to bad people, then, to be quite honest, because kids aren't lazy. Lazy just means he's not doing what you want him to do. There's a reason for it. We don't know the reason. Until we know the reason, we're not going to know what the solution is. But I think depriving him of sports is not necessarily the way to go. I understand that there's a time issue, but if this kid, first of all, he's not stupid, and he presumably understands that the only way that he's going to be able to do sports on a competitive level is to be able to do okay in school, because they're not going to let him play in high school, and he can't go to college on the basis of, you know, not passing high school. So what I would do, Edward, is I would take this kid for a walk, and I would say, look, I'm your grandfather. I'm not going to pile on about telling you what a crummy student you are, but tell me what the problem is about school. Tell me if you don't like it, if you don't understand it, because he may feel like he's stupid and he doesn't get it. If he's dyslexic, for example, so he can't read very well, or he can't hear, or he can't see very well, he's going to assume that he's stupid. And kids who are stupid are not going to... Working at homework doesn't help. I would certainly... hopefully he's not watching television during the week, but we need to figure out what the problem is. And to say he's lazy doesn't mean anything. I mean, people aren't lazy. They just don't do what you want them to do. He's not lazy when it comes to sports. School doesn't work for him, and we have to figure out why. Because he doesn't have to do fantastically in school, but he has to do school. He's going to be doomed to second-class citizenship unless he gets a high school diploma. And if he really wants to play sports on any kind of level in, say, college, he has to get into college, and he's not going to be able to do that if he can't graduate high school. So we need to figure out, rather than telling him he's lazy, which that's a stupid assessment. It doesn't mean anything. We need to figure out why he's having problems in school. And figuring out what we can do to help him. If he needs tutoring, does he have any subjects that he does okay in?
No, not really. But he has had plenty of tutoring on every subject.
Well, but the thing is that math and geology or math and English have almost no overlap. They're not the same. You don't need the same skills. So you're telling me he's not doing well in any subjects?
No, he does not.
See, there's something else going on here. Because, first of all, the ability that you need to do okay in math doesn't overlap much with English or history. So, unless he can't hear or he can't see, because you're telling me he's not stupid, he understands the language. And so something else is going on here, and we don't know what it is. And it may be that he's depressed. It may be that that he doesn't get along with his schoolmates. He may feel that if he does, that someone's told him something, that if he's smart in school, nobody will pay attention. Something's going on with this kid, and we don't know what it is. And until we figure out what it is, punishment won't help. Punishment never works. It never works. But we don't know what the solution is until we know what the problem is. So I'm going to take him for a walk and say, look, I'll give you $10 if you can tell me what the problem is about school. And I guarantee you the first thing he's going to say is, I don't know. And that's where you're going to bribe him. That's why you're going to say, but I'll give you $10. And I'm not going to yell at you about it. I'm not going to punish you about it. I need to know because I want to help you. School isn't crucial to life unless you screw it up. And then it is. And I don't want you to screw up the rest of your life. You're a nice kid. Is he popular?
Yes, he is.
Okay, well, that's good. And he's athletic.
I tried that the other day. In fact, I asked him, I said, well, are you happy where you're living? And he said, yes. I said, well, would you rather live anyplace else? He said, no, I'd rather live right where I am.
Okay, well, that's a good start, but it still doesn't focus on what the problem is at school. So clearly, I'm glad he's happy where he is, even though your suspicion and mine is the same. But we need to figure out what the problem is about school. So take him for a walk, see if he'll tell you, and bribe him. Say, I'll give you $10 if you'll tell me what the problem is about school. All right, call me back, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Poor market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grain. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid up to 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out todeyoungagain.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life. Or call 855-79-YOUNG. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at todeyoungagain.com, or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.